Greg and Jan.
Greg and Jan.
Yep.
Greg was so funny.
Greg is a trip.
He's a hoot, that guy.
You should get Greg on the podcast.
Oh, my God. I mean,
he'll talk. Oh my he'll God. Talk for days.
Yeah. I get him on my other show. Tell me about entrepreneurship.
Exactly.
Oh go. And then that's it.
That's exactly what I was about to say. He'll talk about entrepreneurship.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That guy. All right. Here we go. Welcome to What in East Dallas is Going On.
I'm Camille.
And I'm Rich.
And we're here with Jill and Kelsey, Lakewood residents, who are co-founders. There's two others too, right?
Yes.
They are the inspiration and started Fa La La Lakewood.
Fa La 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 Lakewood.
Yeah.
Was that good?
Kind of.
It was horrible.
Yeah. We'll work on it.
I can't say. We'll work on it. I had a musician tell me I was in between notes.
In between notes.
Yeah, like, how are you in between notes?
It's like a talent.
I mean, it's a gift.
We'll have Hayes add jingle bells.
Yeah. So, Hayes, I know you're going to hear this. You got to add some jingle bells right about now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Hayes is our sound engineer, so he's not joining us today, but.
It's okay.
Well, we miss him.
We don't have a mic for him, so it worked out.
Yeah.
It worked out. Sorry, Hayes. No.
We Hi, Hayes.
Hi.
All right. Well, so first, welcome to What in East Dallas
Thank
is Going
you.
On.
Thank yeah. you.
Y'all yeah. are doing some cool stuff. We were talking about it a little bit before the show, and it's for all the right reasons.
For the community.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we, you know, it's one of those interesting things that kind of started really late. It was during COVID, and we were just chatting, you know, a couple friends and talking about wanting, you know, our kids to be involved in giving and, you know, obviously lamenting about COVID and, you know, a lot of the tough things that happened during COVID and what great work the DCAC was doing, mm-hmm. you know, to continue to serve those kids and those families that were in tough environments. And just sort of out of that came this idea to try to create a toy drive. The way we envisioned it initially, you know, was very, very small in our minds. I think we were just thinking a way to get kids to be able to bring toys out to their curb,
sure.
set them out, let us come pick them up for them, you know, and deliver them to DCAC for that year so that, you know, all those kids could still, you know, be served in that way from DCAC. They have a longstanding Holiday of Hope program that they, I mean, all across DFW, obviously, people participate in that and do their own toy drives. And so we were just wanting to be a very small piece of that.
You had seen it done in Lake
yes,
Highlands.
In Lake Highlands, there was something there that was very similar. That served Pampers Lake Highlands.
Okay.
And so I just loved the community aspect of it. You know, as a new family there, we were able to come outside and meet neighbors and Santa came by and you gave a gift and it was so great for my kids to see that act of giving at that time, right? Because
That's
even
cool.
at a young age, you know, we went to Target together and we picked out their toy and, you know, they were giving it away and it provided an opportunity to talk through that and what that meant. And, and so I loved that idea. And I actually remember we were still living in Lake Highlands and I think I texted Jill at the time. We've been friends for 20 years. And they were just moving back into Lakewood as well. I don't think y'all just moved back. Or
I want to say we had just moved back and she had just finished building, so she was just moving into Lakewood, too. So she was like, I kind of have this thing, and I want to try it, and what do you think?
It would be great. And
We pulled in two other good friends.
Yeah. We talked to a couple other good friends and just said, why don't we just try it? Remember, we met for lunch at Hudson House, and we just kind of threw out the idea and quickly was like, I guess let's just get a trailer. Find a Santa and we'll just go.
See if it works.
Drew a little sketch on a napkin and we were like, I think this is what we want. I think we can do
it. Fun the way that stuff happens. Like, that's the way this show happened, Camille.
Yeah, that's the way our show happened.
Oh, yeah?
We're on the way to a concert.
Yeah.
I love stories like that, though.
It was very natural.
It's genuine, though. Yeah.
Exactly. Came from like the place that we always wanted it to come from, which was just, you know, really, really a desire to help and to involve our kids. That's really like the core of it. I think we put that together in like 3 weeks the first year.
It was
November for sure. That was my text.
Do we think we can do this?
Hey, it's a little bit late. Uh-huh. Maybe we scrap it. And I know everyone's really busy. And I mean, that was even COVID when we really weren't busy.
Yeah.
But it still felt like a lot going on.
Yeah.
And I think we just threw it together and just showed up. I mean, truly.
Truly.
Wow. It's really involved. I mean,
yeah. Really. I mean, there was a lot of dreams yes. at that in that conversation yeah. of yeah. like, I guess it could do this. I guess it could do that. But we actually didn't even know if people would respond, right. you know, and be okay with coming out. And we thought, you know, just handing the gift to Santa as he reached out, you know, and just waving. Because at first they had to just stand there and you could wave. And yeah. we didn't really stop, you know, because of COVID. But I mean, I don't know. Do we want to talk about it? Was so fun to start.
We talked about off air about her artistic vision. So, yeah.
She's an artist.
She's an artist.
Yeah, Jill.
Jill is.
And so we knew, we were like, you know, let's put together sort of the way it's going to feel, right?
Yeah. yeah.
And like I said, it came together pretty quickly. We got out on social media pretty quickly through, mm-hmm. you know, our own Instagram accounts and tried to create an event and just create some awareness. But Gable Roby is involved and Jesse Stanton, those were the other two founders. And we were able to just sort of tap into, you know, everybody's sort of own skill yeah. sets, yeah. right? To wow. sort of yeah. bring it together. But Jill, that year we were like, you know, we want it to feel fun and festive. And so mm-hmm. everything that you see, you know, the trailer and an FJ that drives it, and then there's presents all over, you know, and the kids love to just see that, obviously, yeah. with Santa.
Yeah.
The star.
And that was, I mean, it was involved, but I mean, if you think back to yeah. that first year, like, I feel like it came together, although we were sort of frantically wrapping presents.
We definitely, like, you came up with the map, or you and Gable kind of, like, came up with the route, like, where can we hit, who do we know that lives where, and let's drive past their house, yes. basically, is how
yeah,
it started.
That's for sure, yeah.
And then, so Kelsey was able to just, like, get that map out. And then we just put it in everybody's doorstep.
Oh, yes, we did flyers. We reached out to a lot of, we call, there's a group of women that help us immensely.
They're, now, that was the second year.
The first year we only had like two, or Laura Smith was the only one that we asked. We were like, can you just grab a bunch of people and put them in your yard so that when we come, there's actually people there.
Yeah, we just want people there.
Yeah.
We
got the word out to a couple people again, sort of last minute. Now we call them the ho-ho hostesses. So there's quite a few people that have kind of rallied around to mm-hmm. create these front yard parties.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
now it becomes sort of a tradition for them to do that. It's in the middle of the day. It's a great activity for the kids. Everybody kind of does their own thing, whether or not they have, like, you know, hot chocolate or, you know, a Christmas craft for the kids that are there. Huh.
Yeah.
I participated from Deb Krabs.
You did?
Front yard, yeah.
Yay. Love that. Okay, yeah. So, really quick.
December 3rd.
December 3rd.
Okay, yes. Got it.
Yeah. Saturday, mm-hmm. December 3rd.
It's like 1:30 to 5 is the route. And so Jill mentioned if you're in Lakewood proper, right, there's only one way to sort of get around the creek, right?
Right.
So, like, we actually traverse a good part of the neighborhood. We'd love to be able to do more, but obviously there's only so many hours in the day and so much Santa that
we'll
can
work on that.
Get.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're going to work on that. But we, you know, we try to encourage to just meet us anywhere along the route. Wow. Actually, this year we are also, for anyone that is, you know, doesn't live along the route, there is going to be a stop at Lakewood Elementary. So right at the end, always can meet us there, you know, be able to see Santa mm-hmm. and give the present. It's kind of what we round the end of that. We'll end right there by Lakewood.
So just remember that. Yeah, Lakewood Elementary is where
that's right.
ends.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Well, okay.
And that'll be like around 5:15, 5:30. And then the whole thing is, like, we love when the child hands the present to Santa.
Yes.
Like, it is just so sweet and so precious that they're, like, you know, looking up at him and handing it over. And like Kelsey said, something that, like, they even want, you know, like it could be on their mm-hmm. Christmas list too, or they went to, if they're thinking of somebody their age that they're like, oh, I love this and I want to mm-hmm. give this, you know, and that's just that's awesome. The beauty of it.
Mm-hmm. That is, okay. So are y'all from here?
No, I'm Louisiana.
Yep. Louisiana. Okay, so Michigan. City in Michigan.
Yes.
Where in Michigan?
Yeah, Detroit area, Farmington Hills.
Okay, Farmington
Hills.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Right outside. Yeah.
Interesting place to be from.
I know.
Glad you made it here to Texas.
I am too. It became home really fast.
Yeah, same here.
It does.
And then, how long have you been here now?
22 years. I've moved here in like 2000.
Okay, so 2000.
Mm-hmm. I moved down in 2005 with some girlfriends, and we all got jobs.
Okay.
And then dated and married my husband, and then we moved to California for 10.
Okay.
And then now, since 2019, have been back. So, and that was kind of fun. So, like, we knew each other in the early dating days, and then some other friends too, like Gable and Clay, and we all kind of, like, had fun and ran around together. And then to move away for 10, everyone has their kids, everyone gets their family, and then to move back, it's like,
wow.
I mean, so many things are the same.
Yeah,
and
yes.
So many things
back
are different.
In that friend group, right.
And so many things are different. Yeah. It was easy.
What drew you to East Dallas?
My husband was born and raised here. Okay. And so it was kind of, not East Dallas, but East Dallas. Okay, this is funny, but we were like coming from California. We wanted water. We wanted activity. You know, we wanted things that like we could do that would take us outside and kind of build. We found this little community and we were like, oh, Lakewood's it for sure. I mean, just the schools are great.
Yeah.
The neighbors are great. Mm-hmm. I mean, having the lake right there with White Rod Lake, we were just like, this is the place to be.
I love it.
It draws you in.
Yeah.
No, I absolutely
East Dallas does.
Love it.
Yeah.
And then same for you, huh?
Well, you know, I've been here so long. I was in the M Streets for a long, long time, and then in Lake Highlands, and then here. So, yeah, I've always been in East Dallas, and just there's nothing like, you know, sort of the energy of the city and being close enough, you know, to downtown, but being in a place that has such a great community. And similar to Jill, I mean, like when we were first married, we lived in Lake Highland or actually in the M Streets. And then we moved to Lake Highlands when our kids were little. And then we really wanted, you know, the schools. Our kids are in the dual language program at Lakewood Elementary, which is an exceptional program. And we really, you know, wanted that for them and have, I mean, just loved it ever since. And I think, too, similar to you guys, had plants of people, like very diverse
friends
and different
friends.
Not like everybody was in one place, but knew quite a few people. And as I thought back on, you know, people that I loved and, you know, really respected, there were so many of them here. Yeah. And that made that decision easy for us. So. Yeah.
And like our other friend, Gable, who is like a fourth generation Lakewooder, you know, like I'm new, but she's, you know,
there's a lot of those.
And everybody's like, Come on in. It's really great.
There's something about this area that's just different. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I used to live in North Dallas. And when I moved here, it was just people just think a little bit different. They just do. There's culture here.
Yeah.
And I can't really put my finger on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love it, though. I don't see myself moving away from here for a long time.
Yep. Same.
Put your hands in. Everybody
hands in. Everybody hands in. Okay. Okay. So when you guys started this, you wanted to do it for the community, obviously, right? Like you just said, did you see it going where it is right now?
You know, I mean, honestly, especially, you know, my vision of it was sort of just really small and we could do what we could and just, like I said, be a part. And it's been great, you know, the Dallas Children's Advocacy Center and, you know, the people there, you know, Jessica Short in particular, we had a prior relationship with. Gable knew her really well.
She's an East Dallasite.
She's also an East Dallasite. Mm-hmm. They've just been such excellent partners in this. Obviously they're, you know, appreciative of what is given, but even more than that, they really want to invest in this community. And, we've actually hosted a couple of other things, just informational events for parents and things to understand more about, you know, more about the dangers and more about what, they would hope to not have to, you know, more on the preventative side. Because certainly what they then provide is all of the joy and healing, for the kids and families after, but, that's just been a great way. They've been such a great partner in helping us figure out how can we serve you better. A perfect example, as we were talking about, there are a lot of young families in Lakewood, and certainly with Santa and seeing Santa, we found though that they really need teenage items and gifts. That's if you think about it, that is who they serve mostly. Mm-hmm. They serve all members of the family, so toys are needed. But we have really tried to, again, even this year, hyper-focus and get the word out even more so about the need for those teen items, technology and you know, beauty gifts. And we'll give you guys the link to their wish list. So they, a couple of different things. They have just lists of things that obviously you can buy anywhere. And then they also have their Holiday of Hope wish list on Amazon to make it super easy to just order directly. It could go to them. We obviously would love that, you know, if they still, if you can still ship it to yourself and then bring them to, you know, the event, which would be great too.
But, and that wish list is on your website.
It's on our website, and it's also on
The website?
It's dcac.org/Lakewood.
Okay, dcac.org/Lakewood.
And then as we're doing this, also you can find us on Facebook at Fa La La Lakewood Toy Parade, I think is the full name. It's got spaces in Fa La La. And then the Instagram handle is at Fa La La Lakewood.
Okay. At Fa La La Lakewood. And I mean, I honestly can see this event like even so much potential, yes, growth and so forth.
You know, it's interesting because even after that first year and there was tons of excitement and it was like, let's turn it into kind of this full blown parade. And there's so many things. And somebody talked about helicopters that year.
That escalated quickly.
That was our exact comment. But that's how Lakewood does it, right? Yes. It was great. And the energy and the encouragement and people just, you know, really believing in the mission. It obviously served a need and what people innately want to give and they want to be involved. Give them an opportunity to do it and they'll, you know, surprise you. Or not actually surprise.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break.
Yes.
And then we're going to get back to the rest of it and where you see this whole thing going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Thanks.
We'll be right back.
Did you know that East Dallas has over 200,000 residents?
And over 1.1 million visitors every single month.
And you have the opportunity to reach them.
If you're interested in partnering up with us on the website, visit eastdallas.com.
Or on this show at What in East Dallas is Going On.
Connect with us.
Our email is connect@visiteastdallas.com.
That's connect@visiteastdallas.com. Thank you for supporting the show. And thank you for being a part of East Dallas.
That's pretty good. That's not bad at all.
Yeah, that's good.
No, just kidding.
So glad I'm recording this. You're keeping this in there, Hayes. All right, we are back.
We're back with Fa La La Lakewood.
Fa La 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 Lakewood. Was that better than the first time?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that was a little bit better.
Okay. No. Recording is red. Yeah, we've been recording this whole time. Oh, man. It's sneaky. Okay. You know, one of the cool things that really came from COVID, honestly, is like this type of stuff, because I think everybody got drawn back into their communities a little bit.
Yeah.
Front yards.
And I love this event because you're able to actually have your kids be truly involved, right? I mean, we all do it where they buy gifts, maybe from the Angel Tree, which is a great thing and organization. But sometimes maybe they don't grasp it, right? They're just given the gift
or
and then pin it somewhere. Yeah.
See it
but when they're handing it off to Santa in their mind to give back to another kid, like, you know, it kind of...
It's impactful.
Yeah, I feel like it's a lot more impactful.
And even for our families, you know, we then go the next day and we help sort. That's a huge effort that they have. I mean, we, you know... The photos of kind of the before and after of just our, you know, our Fa La La Lakewood for DCAC, I mean, it transforms their entire store space, right?
Yeah.
They have
plenty
of others that give, but this is a huge portion of it.
Everything counts. Everything counts for like whoever's giving a toy drive, like having a toy drive, but it is so fun to see the empty tables and then the full tables in like a, just a huge room, like a ballroom size room. I was going to say too specifically that at DCAC, Kelsey mentioned this before, but they really do want to serve the whole family. So yes, they're dealing with specific cases in different kids, but if there's a single mom who's like, has, you know, one child who is at DCAC using their services, but maybe has like three others at home too, then they're like, hey, come get in this, like, come here, get to this store, and she gets to shop, like, basically for her whole family. I mean, so they kind of see the whole person, the whole situation, and how it affects everything. And so because of that, I mean, we're just like, I mean, we want to go over and above, and our neighborhood does too, and that's pretty obvious. So
yeah, and so, but to your point, having the kids more involved, or, you know, at least our immediate, you know, since they're closed on Sunday, the children can actually go to the center, which usually the children are not
our
allowed
kids.
There.
Oh, okay. Our kids can go to the center.
Our kids can to help. And so that's just another element, or at least, you know, personally, they're able to actually see it in action and understand. Mm-hmm. And the story that Jill just told, we tell them, right? Like they can understand the full sort of impact of what they're doing, which is what you want to instill in their young hearts.
They're comprehending it. They're seeing it from start to finish.
Oh, yeah.
But you guys have help now with sponsors and partners, right?
We do. Yes. So, yeah, the first year, you know, we just, like we said, we just put it out there. And then the next year,
winged it.
Jesse Stanton, who's, you know, one of the co-founders, helps us, you know, talk to sponsors that are, you know, that are local and some that are not as local, and get them involved in a way that they know, again, that, you know, for the mission and the purpose, they fully believe in it. Comerica Bank is our title sponsor, and they've been excellent and are fantastic partners in this as well. And then Blue Cross Blue Shield is also a partner for us.
Wonderful.
And this year, The Little Things, is the adorable store right there on Mockingbird, is involved, and Skylar Champions Group, the real estate group.
Okay.
Very cool.
Those are all, we, of course, thank them so much. Yes. You know, everything that they give goes, you know, directly to DCAC outside the cost of the parade, which are very, very minimal. We, you know, do our best to obviously manage that very, very well. And then, of course, all of the donations and in kind beyond that are what are given directly to the families. So,
yeah.
I love that.
I do too. Yeah. And so you say parades, but so our listeners know, it's not like a full-blown parade. It's really Santa going through the neighborhood and collecting the gifts.
Yeah. Right. What we love about it too is that because we can access, you know, quite a bit of the neighborhood, we kind of come to you. So there should be a spot that's close that you can find. Again, the route is published on the website. You can find a spot anywhere there, and hopefully
I'm sure any neighbor's home on that route you could walk up that's outside, and they would welcome you.
Oh, for sure.
Right. Yes.
And then like we said before, Lakewood Elementary as the final stop, or it's not going to be a stop where Santa stops. He'll still drive by and get the effect. The kids can hand the toys up, but that will be a gathering place for anyone can come.
That's great.
That is super, super fun. Where do you see this going? I mean, do you see it actually growing?
I mean, we hope so. Yeah. I think over time, like, I think we had this great success the first year because, quite honestly, it was COVID and there wasn't as much activity. Mm-hmm. We are seeing a little bit of, you know, more going on, but people still really want to be involved. So there, you can always drop off at The Little Things if you're not able to be at the event and the parade, which is, you know, it's also a good part of the day. It's 1:30 to 5:00, so hopefully you can catch the front or the back part of it. Mm-hmm. But if not, The Little Things is a place where you can always drop toys, and then we will do a big gathering there. So there's always a way and a place to still be involved. Or again, you know, also the Amazon wish list that I talked about that would go directly to DCAC. So that's also an option. So, but yeah, I mean, I think we just want to continue to serve the need. So as that grows, then we will meet them where they are and do as much as we possibly can for DCAC to serve the families. And I think we do meet every year and talk about ways that we can continue to do just that. Sure. So making sure that it stays missionally focused the more people that get involved and the more people that tell their friends about it, obviously the better it is for DCAC.
I think it'd be wonderful for every home on that route to participate in some way. If every home on that route gave two toys,
oh my god,
two gifts.
Huge.
How long is the route?
It's 3 miles.
Oh, good question.
3 miles.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
Good memory. I would not remember that.
I mean, and it's slow. You know, we're going slow, and people can, like, they're around every corner. It's so fun. And because everybody is, like, gets it, everybody gets the heart of it. I mean, they don't just bring one or two. It's like,
oh, that's the
here
best part.
Here is, sure. like, a box of Barbies, or here's, like, 5 basketballs. I mean, it's just so fun to see for people. Yeah,
that's
we're mostly crying.
We are mostly crying. It's actually so true.
No, does Santa have elves that help gather those toys?
That would be us. Yeah, no, and that's the kids. Yeah. The kids are running around. the first year, they were so excited. Our own kids were so excited that they were. And so we're trying to get them to back off a little bit.
So you can.
And taking the toys. Because
they would come up and just like snatch them away.
Yeah, yeah. Because it was so
fun. We're so grateful.
And they're all brand new toys.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah. Unwrapped.
Unwrapped. Them unwrapped and just like brand new and ready to be. Because bought or picked out by the families, you know, so that they can do that whole.
As Jill mentioned earlier, then we load two giant U-Hauls. We take everything down there and it just goes right out onto a store that
amazing.
Is categorized and sorted that they shop from. Yep.
But let's emphasize that they are needing more teenage gifts.
Stuff. Yes.
Because they are, I mean, let's face it, they're hard to buy for.
Hard to buy for.
So it's all, I mean.
What about clothes?
Well, I was going to say pajamas for teens is a big one. Beauty and makeup gifts, you know, for girls. Technology, of course, for both.
Yep.
So anything
art,
in that.
Yeah, art things.
Yeah, art things for sure.
Pens, anything
that's a good
like
idea.
That, you know, they can do headphones. I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes, like, I'll walk into a store and just be like, this is the spot. Like, this is where
this
all
is teen
these
zone.
Things,
yeah.
this is teen zone. Like, we need to grab all this stuff for these kids. So,
yeah.
Oh, that is.
But also, you know, we closer to like on Facebook and Instagram, we'll also throw out ideas and we'll also hear from them. Actually, this year, you know, we did try to move it up so that we could start earlier with them.
Uh-huh.
So
sure.
we'll have less of an idea of what is missing until, you know, closer into Holiday of Hope. But we continue to, you know, tell the community about that even after the event. Hey, we're still, you know, missing
looking for these things
or things that are in need. Yeah.
Okay. And you can find that on your the Facebook.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Excellent. Man, what a cool thing, Camille. I mean, this type of stuff right here.
This is what we're about. Yes. I mean, this is community, and this is why we started the podcast, to be all about community.
Yeah, we want to highlight things like this.
I'm so glad you are. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We just, we got to expand it to the rest of East Dallas.
Well, I was going to say, and I mean, we kind of touched on it before. I don't know if we were recording then, but that the reason it is what it is because of the community. I mean, I mean, we kind of threw some stuff out there, and of course we do our best, you know, to all the things we've talked about to make it what it is, but it's all the people that come out and support and want to be a part of it and want to support it. So.
I mean, I think it'd be great if some of the other neighborhood associations here, you know, around East Dallas could like maybe have it at their neighborhood.
That's exactly
the following
what we've,
Saturday.
We've said the whole time. Right? Like, go franchise this out. Like every neighborhood that wants to do it.
Yeah. Right. And
I've
have
tried
one
to recruit
every,
quite a few people.
You have to have a heart for it. I mean, you definitely, because you own a sunscreen company.
Yes, we do.
Is that what it is?
Bullfrog? Yeah, Bullfrog Sunscreen. Yes.
Bullfrog Sunscreen.
Yes.
I mean, we've all used it. I mean, you're in like thousands of stores.
Well, yeah, we're trying to get back in.
Are you?
Yeah.
They bought the company.
Yeah, we bought the company. So it sort of went away for a couple of years while, honestly, during COVID, while it was, you know, in transition hands. And but yeah, now, I mean, it's fully available on Amazon.com and Walmart.com.
Okay.
And, you know, soon we'll be in stores for sure next summer, but.
Hey, support her company.
Yeah. Yes.
Bullfrog.
Yeah. Bullfrog, yes.
Sunscreen.
Yeah, so you all have, but you all basically laid out what it takes to do this. Mm-hmm. So, like, any of the other neighboring associations could easily contact you.
Definitely,
hey,
please.
This is what
and
we
the
do.
Partnership
so easy.
With DCAC, I mean, there's so many, obviously, kids and companies and organizations, nonprofits that, you know, do this, but we love DCAC really has made it clear what they need. They obviously with their Holiday of Hope is already like fully functioning. We just kind of had to like saddle up, you know, and so that just made it so easy. So we did not really make anything from scratch except just like
being able to have a place to give. I mean, really
works.
We would love for everyone to do this. I mean, if we could manage it in all these other neighborhoods, we would. Obviously, the appeal and the benefit is, like we keep saying, is the community and the hyper-local feel of it. So anyone that would want to do this elsewhere, we would love and would be happy to share all the secrets.
Because
there aren't really any.
I mean, it's too fun to know your friends around the corner.
Yeah.
You know, to like drive down the street and see all the girls and all the kids
so fun.
All the guys. I mean, it's it's just, that mm-hmm. is too fun. So if any neighborhood who wants that, has that, even wants to create that, I mean, I feel like that brings people out and you create
yeah,
that,
absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
It's fun. And you have four kids, Jill.
I do. Yep. I have four kids.
What, how yeah. old are they?
11, 9, 6, and 4.
Oh, you're in like the heat. Yeah. You're in the heat of the battle right yeah. now. Yeah. She's battling.
We are all over the place. Yeah,
so,
for
and
sure.
you're an amazing artist. So you have okay. to go to her website. It's Rich. Jill Scovel, right?
Yep. JillScovel.com.
Yes. Yeah. And we'll have a link up yeah. on our Instagram or something like that.
Great.
So, thanks. Yeah, we'll have to share that with
you. Oh, man. I mean, between yeah. that and then Kelsey's business and everybody else's stuff, I mean, there's not much time, but these type of things are so worth it, mm-hmm. you know, to give
it's important. And yeah. it's important to show your kids, mm-hmm. like, you have to make time for community. Definitely. And giving yeah. back. Yeah.
You know, and people, this is great because I think people forget sometimes to do things in their own community.
Because we get busy.
We reach yes. out and we do all these things that are outside of our own community, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not saying we overlook mm-hmm. our community, but we do, mm-hmm. especially yeah. during the holidays. Mm-hmm. But it's like right here in your backyard. You don't even have to go anywhere.
Right.
That's right.
And
right.
you can contribute.
That's right.
Right. right. right. I think it's sometimes, yeah, you go for sort of the easy thing because there are so many things. And I think by sure. making this something that's part of your family's tradition, I mean, you know, that's kind of yep. what we've heard from a lot of people already is they're like, we look forward to it. It's, you know, we're planning on it. It's part of our mm-hmm. tradition, just like we go to the Nutcracker or just right. like, you know, we do the angel tree, you know, something that, you know, brings that element to the holidays and keeps that, you know, forefront of, you know, the holiday spirit is what, right. I mean, it's all we could have hoped for them. So
you don't come down my road, do you?
Which one?
No.
This one.
This one.
No. Oh.
You can't get the trailer down here.
No.
that's what I keep saying.
It's true. I know. The trailer and with all the kids running around. We don't really cross
Mockingbird. Yeah. yeah right now. Although.
Yeah, we stay close.
We don't get anybody. Like, we didn't get. We got zero Halloween trick-or-treaters.
Oh. I can imagine.
I know.
Yeah. Well, you got to come then. You have to find a spot on the route.
Oh, we will.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
Yes.
Yay. Awesome. 100%.
I'm going to make my 14-year-old do something.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Needs to.
Good.
Yeah. No, this is fantastic. Thank y'all for doing this.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
I mean, so you mentioned all of your sponsors because I want to make sure that they are highlighted.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So Comerica Bank and Blue Cross Blue Shield, okay. The Little Things and Skylar Champion Group. We thank you very much and are so appreciative of all that they do to help. And then Patton's Christmas Trees also, they're
local.
Yeah. And their famous truck is in with us.
Okay.
And they give a lot of in-kind for the decor and are a great partner as well.
But let's say that it's not too late to sponsor though, right?
It is not. Yeah. You can
There's
always
still time to sponsor
thing
this year.
On the website, the dcac.org/Lakewood. You can always reach out there to us to get in touch about sponsorships for sure.
Okay.
Okay. So what exactly do you guys do? So you
and give us a detail.
Yeah. Like? Details.
Okay. Yeah. yeah. So you and your family go choose toys that again,
anywhere
you want.
Okay.
Again, DCAC has a great toy list that they, you know, you can reference for ideas. And you bring an unwrapped new toy. And there is a route that we will travel on Saturday, December 3rd from 1:30 to 5. And you meet us anywhere along that route.
And kind of tell in general where the route goes.
It's in what I guess I'd call Lakewood proper, south mm-hmm. of Mockingbird, east of Abrams, north of Gaston, west of Williamson.
And what streets? Not all the streets.
Not all streets, but there's Sperry, lots.
Northridge.
Yes.
Lakewood.
Alexander.
Boulevard,
Lakeshore. Belasco, Westlake.
We changed it a little bit this year, but it's good.
I know. Check the route to be sure we said that right.
3 miles long, lots of space to stand there on the curb.
Yeah.
And so we have a Jeep, we call it an FJ, that leads the way. It pulls the Santa trailer. Santa's standing in the trailer. And so he's going to go by first. And so if you and your kids are in your front yards, all your neighbors,
on the sidewalk,
on the curb, and you have your toys ready, we will drive by and you can hand it directly to Santa.
Okay.
And then our kids will be running around in like costumes and
gathering
music and just kind of fun.
Okay.
A big fun thing. So we'll slowly drive by. You hand your gift, take a picture with Santa from outside the trailer, and then wave us on.
Okay.
That's it.
Simple as that.
Yeah. Wow. So you can do that, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Yes.
You too can be a part of this.
Yeah.
Fa la 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 Lakewood.
That's right. I love it.
All right.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. Well, thank y'all for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us and highlighting this.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Thank you for making a difference in the community.
Yeah. And if there's any other stories like this, we'd love to hear about them.
Okay. Yes. Great.
Right?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Reach out to us on visiteastdallas.com.
Yeah. Connect@visiteastdallas.com is the email.
The email. Yeah.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
We wish y'all a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
And
thanks, Rich.
Camille, that's all I got. I love this. So, what in East Dallas is going on?
I don't know. Stick around. We'll find out.
Next week. See you guys. Jingle bells.